WPGC 95.5, home of the Joe Claire Morning Show, Beer Gang, Bacon Bits, beautiful people. I tell you, got a special, special Last 24 ENT for you right now. When folks come to D.C., they will always stop through the Village first, and our guest today, no different. We have the beautiful, the talented, I always say her smile is like sunshine on a rainy day, Jill Scott. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
Oh, excited to have you in town for the Live in the Moment tour. She will be at the MGM Grand National Harbor on July 14th and 15th. But first, can I just bow down, clap, round of applause for you at Essence Fest. My God. You, The Roots, Erica, I died, came back. I had to go back the next day to the Superdome to get my edges off the floor, ma'am. Thanks.
Oh, that's so what's up. Essence Festival was like a dream for me because anybody who knows me knows that I love Erica immensely. I love The Roots immensely. I love Kirk Franklin. I love Anthony Hamilton. These people, every last one of them has just been so powerful in my life. And to share stage with them was just... it was out of control for me. I just could not stop smiling. I felt wiggly.
It showed. And the energy, infectious. I legit danced out of the Superdome with other people singing songs. Don't know these people from Adam and Eve. There is something about you, your music, that I instantly feel family, fellowship, barbecue. Like, we here and we going to get through this. We going to celebrate together. So just thank you.
Thank you for getting it. You know, I can't say that everybody gets it, but for the people who do, I just appreciate them so much. It has been a beautiful 18 years of service.
I'm about to get to that. 18 years ago, who is Jill Scott? So I have to ask, in 2018, who is Jill Scott now? Because a lot has changed in your life since that first album, sis.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I'm a mother now, which is crazy, of a 9-year-old boy. Who I gotta keep my finger on that one. You know, he's exciting and full of life and questions, and I've got to stay on my toes with that one. And I'm enjoying being his mother. I'm just enjoying that. So I'm a mom. I'm still a writer. First, I'm still an actress. I'm still a singer. I've learned the value of self-care. That has become very, very important in these last 18 years. Like, I get it now. You know, you really do have to take a walk, long walk if you can. You really have to take more baths and get massages and stretch and all of these things. I'm learning. And that's pretty much where I am right now.
And through everything that you've been through, let's just say in the past 2 years, you're still believing in love or the beauty that derives
absolutely
from it.
I could never give up on love. Never, never. I've been loved too well in my lifetime to think that from a conscious decision that, that love has dissipated and disappeared from my existence. It just doesn't work that way. Not for me. Not for me. I'm hard-headed, but not that hard-headed.
And now that you are not that hard-headed, you are officially living in the moment. So how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you live in the moment when the lights are down, the makeup's off, girl, the bra is off?
Hey, that's the best part of the day. How? I just had a friend say to me, you know, well, you got to keep it real. And the thing is, there is no option. At this age, at this time in my life, I just don't feel the importance of being a fraud or being fake to myself in any way, shape, or form. It just doesn't suit me. It doesn't benefit me. Lying to yourself doesn't help. All it does is bring more trouble for you. So I've learned that, and I just stay myself.
Well, for 18 years, I have loved you, and I am happy that you have been unapologetically you. I feel like I've learned through the hiccups and the obstacles that you've encountered that you've been transparent enough to share with us. So I look forward to you shutting down the National Harbor MGM this weekend. And just thank you for being a village auntie and sister friend to all of us. And I just wish you nothing but continued success, blessings, and everything your heart and spirit can handle.
I'm smiling so hard. Thank you for that. I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody who has a kind word or affirmation on my existence. I appreciate that immensely. Well, you know, I know it's going to be what it's going to be. We're all going to have lefts and rights and peaks and valleys, but we could do this thing. We could do it. Just stay with it. Don't give up. Don't give up life. Don't give up love. Don't give up on your peace of mind. It is one of the most valuable things that you'll ever have. I'll choose it over everything else any day.
Oh, and this is why you, my sister and my friend, and why you solidified, why you hold that place. I know you have other folks to talk to. I appreciate you stopping through the village. Midday Shenanigans love you. And continue to rock out with your kick out. Let's go. I'm here for it.
Hey, let's do it.
Thank you so much, Jill. I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you, DMV. Mwah. She's a mwah.